Wednesday lunchtime with Evan Bray. Great to have you here as we are making our way through what's been a great morning of discussion this morning. And, you know, what I love about this opportunity that I have every day is it's not always just about the discussion that you and I have every day on the air, but the off-air discussion as well. So many people will shoot in text. For example, I just got one, someone saying, you know, they're actually starting to combine canola down around the Estevan area, which is not surprising. Lots of people. As you drive by farmyards over the last couple of weeks, you could tell equipment's in the yard, things that they're getting ready, putting headers on combine, all of that kind of stuff has been going on. So harvest is definitely starting to get underway, and I've appreciated those texts. We've also had a number of texts from people who want to share that they've got a loved one who's in Newfoundland right now competing in the Jeux Canada Games. Summer games are going on right now. I got a text from Roberta in Rolo, her grandson playing lacrosse with the 13 and under team. Roberta, thank you for that. So, you know, it's interesting. We're always proud of our athletes that are traveling to take part in these games. The Jeux Canada Games, the 2025 Canada Summer Games are underway right now in St. John's, Newfoundland and Labrador, the host for the games this year. They, in fact, started up last Saturday, and they run until the 25th. So thousands of the country's best athletes come together for a couple of weeks. And that includes a lot of athletes from our province, which we can be proud of. Now, there's always the competition and the challenge of the sport itself. But when you throw in challenges like wildfires, which are burning in Newfoundland, and are making some compromising and challenging some of the neighboring communities around St. John's. And now we're hearing about this Air Canada strike. And I've had a couple of people texting in this morning saying, boy, this is making it a little tougher because some of our flights are being canceled or changed, and we're worried about that. So to kind of bring this all together for us, I'm happy to have connected with Greg Perreault, who is in Newfoundland right now. He is the Team Saskatchewan chef de mission, or as we in Saskatchewan sometimes will say, chef de mission. And we're happy to have Greg on the phone with us today. Greg, thanks so much for taking the call.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me.
So let's start with the wildfire situation, because you in Saskatchewan, most of us have been putting up with either smoke or maybe affected by the wildfires. You go all the way across the country and the wildfire problem still persists. What is the situation there?
Yeah, so there was a pretty major fire that broke out a couple of days ago around Paddy's Pond area, which is near one of the competition venues that we have. So that's kind of where things started to escalate a little bit there. I mean, obviously, you know, we're here for good competition and the sports side of things, but the health and safety of the athletes, coaches, participants, and volunteers are really the priority here. So, you know, and we really have heavy hearts for those that are seriously affected by those areas, so by the ongoing fires. So, you know, so it is, they are starting to get a little bit under control, but they have creeped into one of our competition venue sites, or actually two of our sites in the town of Paradise and Conception Bay. So that has forced some changes to schedules and some different things. But again, you know, things are fairly manageable on the sports side, but again, it's just the human piece that's, you know, a little bit more heavy on us. So.
Greg Perreault is my guest. What is the role of the chef de mission for an event like this?
Yeah, so our job, like for my job, I guess, is to really lead our mission staff team. We have a team of 26 people that really deal with all the off-field logistics for the team. So we deal with making sure the food services is good, make sure their accommodations are suitable for our athletes, make sure transportation is flowing the way it should be. We help athletes if for some reason they are injured, and we get them to the medical services people. So really we are here to try to make sure that everything that's happening on the field of play can happen without the distraction of dealing with those other things. So our coaches and athletes can just get on the field or in the pool or where they're competing and just do what they need to do to be the best of their ability. So
let's talk about the athletes for a second, because I know altogether it's over 500, correct, from the province?
Yeah, we have a total of team size of 488, so that includes our mission staff, our coaches, athletes, our technical support. So that's one of the largest team sizes we've had, and we're right up there with a lot of the bigger provinces. So really quite happy with the number of athletes and participants that we have this go around, and That's just a positive thing, knowing that our provincial sport organizations and all the sports structure we have in our province was able to develop these athletes so that they can compete at this level.
Greg Perreault is my guest with Team Saskatchewan in Newfoundland, Labrador right now for the 2025 Canada Summer Games. So I know the games are broken into two halves. The first half is going right now. How has the competition been so far?
It's been really good. First of all, the venues that they have here and the ones that they've upgraded are phenomenal. They're top-notch, best we've seen probably in quite a while. Overall, competition-wise, we were able to get our first medals yesterday, so we were able to get a bronze medal in canoe-kayak, and then we were also able to get a gold medal in paraswimming yesterday, so we got us on the medal total board, so that's always exciting. And we also have a lot of team sports that are going right now, so I think we're kind of where we thought we'd be right now in terms of our successes, and the athletes will keep continue to work towards their goals, and hopefully we'll show a little bit more on the medal board, but we're quite happy with where things are.
We've done well from a medal perspective. I know if you look at over the history of the games, Canada, or Saskatchewan, I should say, close to 800, if I'm not mistaken, medals.
Could be. I'm not up to on historical numbers, but I know, we are quite strong in different sports, but we're right there. I think our goal typically when we come into a games is, that 5, 6, 7 spot. Usually we like to shoot for 5 to the battle with Manitoba and Nova Scotia, provinces that are similar in size to us. And we know that it's, we get wins against the big four. We're pretty happy about those things. So,
I was just on the website the other day, and I know Saskatchewan historically over time is ahead of Manitoba in the medal count. So I think that is something that we can be proud of for sure. So, and they break the games into two halves, right? There's a first half, which is going on now. A second half, which fires up, I think, next week early, the 18th, maybe.
So turnaround day is a big day for us on the 17th, where our teams will be flying in, and then the athletes over here for the first half will head home. So, usually training will resume on the 18th, and then competition will start up on the 19th. So that second wave of athletes we'll get an opportunity to show what they have for the second half events.
So what about this Air Canada strike? I know we had heard from, I think it was a boxing coach. Someone had reached out to us this morning, or maybe it was Box Lacrosse, a coach anyway, that had received notice that there were changes to their flight because of the Air Canada strike that is happening for likely to be in effect here in the next few days. Have you heard much from people about that, concerns about it, contingency plans, anything like that?
Yeah, so the Canada Games Council did a good job this morning of kind of briefing us on the Air Canada scenario. So just as a background, like for our athletes and coaches, we actually flew charter this time around. So the Air Canada strike doesn't affect our athletes or our coaches at all, which is great. However, it definitely affects supporters that are here if they've chosen Air Canada as their provider. So we know it'll be a bit of excitement to try to figure out how folks are getting home from the supporter side. But from the athlete and coach side, we're good. We have the charters, and they're not affected by the strike. So that's positive. So we know that our athletes will be able to come in on time as planned, and be able to return as was planned as well. And there was a couple of jurisdictions that were flying scheduled flights, but again, Canada Games Council and Government of Canada, who funds the travel, were able to access some additional charters to be able to support those teams as well.
Greg Perreault with Team Saskatchewan is my guest. You mentioned family and supporters. Have you got a lot of supporters cheering our athletes on out there?
We definitely do. I went to baseball and softball the first day, and there must have been 50 plus parents and grandparents and siblings that were at those venues. And we had a parent coach night last night, and we had over probably 130 parents that came to hang out with us for a few hours and celebrate, the work that those parents have put into the success of their athletes, as well as celebrate the coaches that have put in a large number of hours to really enhance the athlete's ability to get to where they are today.
Good stuff. Well, Greg, listen, we're all cheering on our Saskatchewan athletes. Thank you for giving us a little bit of time to paint the picture today, and let's hope that the wildfires can be brought under control, the smoke has minimal impact, and our athletes can enjoy some great competition over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, no, we're looking forward to the next couple of weeks, and, you know, we're totally confident in the decisions that are being made, and, you know, we'll keep supporting the team to the best of our ability. So, yeah, we're really looking forward to the rest of the weeks.
Good stuff. Thanks so much for your time today, Greg.
You bet. Thank you for having me.
Greg Perreault, who is the chef de mission for Team Saskatchewan. He is one of a few mission staff that are out there helping with athletes, with coaches, with managers. 2025 Canada Summer Games underway in St. John's, Newfoundland and Labrador. Right now, baseball, basketball, beach volleyball, box lacrosse, canoe, kayak, cycling, rugby, sailing, soccer, softball, swimming, and tennis. So some of them, the reason they break it down is they'll have, for example, the baseball is male baseball competition right now, female baseball competition in the second half of the game. So I think it's just because they only have so many facilities, they want to be able to use ball diamonds, those types of things. So some different ones too. Golf is in the second half, wrestling, cycling. So there are lots of different ways in which we have athletes out there competing. Thank you to everyone. Roberta from Rolo is the example I used off the start, but there's a lot of people who are said, hey, I'm very proud. I've got whether it's a grandson, a nephew, a niece, whatever the case may be, competing in the Canada Summer Games. We hope to see, well, we've already got a few medals that Greg just reported on that have just been won in the last couple of days, and the games have got lots of time left. So great Saskatchewan athletes, lots of fun in the competition, and hopefully, if you are heading out there, the Air Canada strike has minimal impact on your trip. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Conversation today. Thanks for joining the show. Evan Bray, it's always great to have you along. Lots of different topics of discussion, whether it's the canola tariffs from China, which we did a bit of a deep dive on, and we thank Sean Haney for stopping by first thing this morning and talking about that. We went into open lines, lots of great feedback. We even talked about ball diamonds in the province. I mentioned that I was at the Saskatoon Berries versus Regina Red Sox game last night, Cairns Field in Saskatoon. I love the facility. It's a beautiful field. First time I'd been there. Regina Red Sox came out on top 6-2, so Regina wins the East and heads to the league final. The Western Canadian Baseball League Championship Final starts tomorrow night in Regina, Sylvan Lake Gulls versus the Regina Red Sox. So hopefully the province, which of course has lots of great teams in that WCBL, but the province now hopefully behind the Red Sox to cheer them on to victory there. But it did spark a conversation about ballparks. Bernie Eisworth called in, couldn't give up the opportunity to talk about how Curry Field not meeting the needs of what they need in the city of Regina, and hoping that they can convince council that a new ballpark should be part of growth and development going forward. Speaking of baseball, Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener today, the question was, this place hits it out of the park when it comes to selling a popular summer staple. We literally zeroed in on that summer staple being hot dogs right off the start, but then we had people guessing baseball stadiums. We had people guessing Coney Island. It wasn't until Ari called in from Saskatoon and said, Costco. Costco is the place that hits it out of the park when it comes to selling hot dogs, the popular summer staple as we were selling it. Believe it or not, Costco sells 700% more hot dogs annually than all of the Major League Baseball stadiums combined. Hard to believe, but true. So congrats, Ari is the winner, and we will be back with Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener again next Wednesday. And again, thanks to Little Town Apparel for helping us out with that. So At the end of the show today, now we're getting set for another great conversation tomorrow. We're following a number of stories, including that Air Canada strike. We see that this is likely going to result in flights being canceled. We're hearing reports already of people being told and notified by Air Canada there's been a change to their travel plans. We'll be following that. We're doing a deep dive into supply management tomorrow. I'll bring an expert onto the show, talk about the pros and cons of supply management, then you can make up your own mind. We'll open up the phone lines to hear from you on that as well, and a whole lot more. A full show. It starts up at 8:30. I hope you can join us right here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.